I don't like him. I don't like him. Is it him?
A lot of them just end up sad, man. Past the wall, addicted to alcohol, still chasing Jad. It never ends. Crying themselves to sleep every night from all the emotional baggage from all the guys that pumped and dumped them. Stressed out at night waiting for a guy that's way out of their league to finally call him. But it's never gonna happen because he got what he wanted.
Said you're gorgeous.
Brr, no, that's crazy. That ain't real. That's dumb. That's straight dumb. You're dumb.
Let's talk dating as a single mom.
What?
I get this question all the time. Tips, advice, your experience. Are you seeing anyone? How's that going? And I would love to be able to give advice and tips on how that's going, but it's not going.
Dating as a single mom is rough, man. It's not easy.
As a single mom, our standards about triple prior to. I already had high standards, and then now you bring my daughter into the thing, and like no one's good enough.
That's insanity. That should put a motherfucker in an insane asylum right there.
She still thinks that just because she's still getting likes, I still got it. Bitch, no, you don't. Because if you got it, you would get what you want.
Ma'am, you're a single mother with a bull ring in your nose, and you're talking about what guys aren't worthy? I just can't stand when women act like men are trying to compete and fight to meet your kids. Like that's why they're doing all this, for the privilege and honor to one day meet your little rugrat. No! They don't care if they ever meet that kid. What don't you get? It's all a knack, so they can hit them skins and then never call you again.
On top of standards, time. As a single mom, we have little to no me time. So if I'm going to invest the small amount of me time I have into someone else and you've wasted, done.
Look, having these standards is a waste of time. We get it. You're only going to give your time to the top 10, 15% of men as far as looks and things like that. But it doesn't matter because they're still going to use you. So you can have that standard that I'm only going to give my time to, you know, Walmart Brad Pitt. But it's not going to make him want to be in a relationship with you. He's just going to keep using you. And the next Walmart Brad Pitt is going to use you and kick you to the curb. So now your offspring is just going to see different hot guys coming in and out of your house over the years. And then they're going to be damaged. But you don't care.
2010, I cheated on my husband.
She belongs to the streets.
Which brought about the end of our marriage. Here's what I learned from that experience. My ex-husband and I never had uncomfortable conversations, so our issues were swept under the rug.
Right.
Women like this need to just be carted off to Mars. Put them in an oxygen bubble on Mars and just forget they exist.
It never fails. It's always these bull ring broads. The husband should have known that this was in his future. Getting cheated on is in your future if you take a woman serious with a bull ring. It's that simple.
If I'd known what I wanted and needed and how to communicate that, we could have worked through it together.
The lie detector determined that was a lie.
I was super insecure, always looking for that thing outside of myself that would make me feel whole, craving validation. So the attention of other men was intoxicating.
Get the fuck out of here.
I'm not trying to sound like, you know, I'm egoistic or whatever, but like, dude.
I learned that no amount of attention, money, success, or other forms of validation could make up for my own lack of self-love.
I'm healed. I'm happy. I'm good by myself. Trust me, I'm good. I'm good as fuck by myself. Like, I'm an independent, strong-ass woman. Like,
as I anchored that self-love, I stopped chasing it elsewhere. Before my affair, I was the classic good girl.
Stop the cap! Stop the cap! Stop the cap!
I cared so much about what other people thought.
Ma'am, you were never the classic good girl. Besides the metal in your face, the tattoos all over your hand and arms. I mean, are you kidding me? When it comes to making sense when they talk, most women have no shame. They'll just say anything. You don't have to logically make sense. They know they can get away with it.
Kept my real thoughts and feelings hidden. I was living a lie. After I imploded my reputation, I realized that what matters most is living in integrity.
Why the fuck you lying? Why you always lying? Oh my God. Stop talking lying.
All of my friends who prioritize having kids in their 20s are all now single moms at 40 and divorced. Disregarding exceptional reasons such as real... The fact is, 80% of women are the ones ending marriages, 90% if they have a degree. I'm very tired of this victim mentality that has manifested within the female realm.
Go ahead, ladies, keep divorcing your husbands. There's nothing out here on the dating market for you. other than getting used and then thrown away. Nothing out here but a bunch of heartbreaks and disappointments. And cringy dates. So hey, go ahead and leave your husband. Break up your family. You don't got nothing coming on the other side, trust me. Look, no matter who you get with, there's going to be ups and downs. There's going to be periods where you don't think you're getting treated the way you need to be treated. It's life. So if you were willing to break up your whole family to see what's on the other side of the fence, why would any new worthwhile guy decide to invest in you and start a family with you? When you show what you do when times get hard. No.
You can't do nothing with that. You got to let her go and just exonerate her out to the wild. Just let her go to the streets.
All right, let's go over this dating app. She's 41 years old, so she's 11 years past the physical wall and 16 years past the mental wall. But far as looks, it looked like she kept herself together, so we'll give her some points for that. Her simple pleasures, a good cup of coffee and a great conversation with somebody. That sounds good. That's a lot better than what most of these trash women put. She seems like the type of woman who knows how to present herself in the best way. But once you get behind the veil, that's when they usually all go downhill, even with women like this who present themselves well. But here's the thing, at 41, the fact that she's so well put together and she's presenting herself right, it's a bigger red flag when you're that old. There has to be something seriously wrong when you seem to look pretty good and, you know, you have your life together and you couldn't make a relationship work with a man after 21 years of trying. There has to be something majorly wrong, man. Okay, based on this picture, it looked like you like the finer things in life. And you might be a woman who getting a little paper. So let me guess, you only dating a dude who matching your income or better. And the thing is, guys like that ain't dating a 41-year-old woman. I'd be curious to know if this woman divorced graped a man at any point. I mean, she's 41. Is she fresh back on the market because she just got done screwing over her rich husband? Y'all can let me know in the comment section. She says, my greatest strength, I'm a people person. I enjoy the process of getting to know someone in their journey. That's actually really sweet. Like, she's saying all the right things. I don't know. This may be one of the rare catches on online dating if you a 50, 60-year-old man. Okay, let's go over this profile. She's 60 on a dating site. 60 years old and she looked like this. Okay, for 60 years old, I gotta give this woman her props. Because I'm pretty sure my body not gonna look like this at 60 years old. Well, my body don't look like this now. So yeah, she putting in that work in the gym. She looks incredible for 60. I mean, she's still 60. But that's the thing. She probably thinks because she has a body like this at 60, she could still, you know, pull a top tier man to marry. Don't get me wrong. Guys from 20 to 80 will still hit if she look like this. But far as getting a serious relationship with a man she values and respect, just because she look like this, no. Having a nice body not gonna get you that. But I wonder, is her ego out of this world since her body look like this? More than likely, yes. It's just a huge red flag that you look like this and you can't land nobody. You should have every dude from 55 to 75 in the city knocking down your door to get with you. But you still gotta go on a date nap? At 60, why do you even believe in dating apps? It's just a question. 60 on a dating site. Now, that can be acceptable if her husband passed away. But if she's 60 on a dating site and she never been married and none of her husbands passed away. But if she's 60 on a dating site and, you know, she never been married and none of her husbands ever passed away or nothing. That's not a good sign. You should be meeting somebody at the local old folks home. Says she a business owner, so she probably got her money up. Looking for a long-term partner. Well, I don't know how much long-term you got, Grandma. She says, it'd be nice if you're into health and fitness to share something that is an important part of my life but doesn't completely consume me. I'm looking for a serious relationship with a genuine, caring man that knows how special a loving relationship could be. P.S. My photos are all recent. Okay, the only thing with that is, at 60, most guys aren't really into fitness and health. I mean, they might take care of themselves, but it's not like they're hitting the gym 10 times a day. So even grandma's on the dating app looking for the top tier men in the 60-year-old category. So even grandma's still chasing 60-year-old Chad with a six-pack at 60. 6 feet tall and a six-pack at 60. Ain't that a bitch?
You old. Think about it. Have you ever watched a fucking Cinderella movie where it be some old bitch and a prince come out on his horse and carriage to an old bitch and say, hey, here's the glass slipper. I want to take you off.
I know you playing.
Hell no!
He shouldn't say that about a woman.
Why can't you say women are wrong when they're wrong?
You want to be making moves on the street, have no attachments, allow nothing to be in your life that you cannot walk out on in 30 seconds flat if you spot the heat around the corner.
Am I the most attractive girl in the world? No. But do I have a great personality? Also no. But do I wake up every morning and try and be the best person I can be? No.
It doesn't matter if she's the head of astrophysics or if she's the head of giving head on 4th and Broadway. It doesn't matter. It's the same shit.
I want to build a life. I want a future. Sick of it. Tired of it.
We're saying no to coffin dates. We're saying no to buffer dates. We're saying no to walks in a park.
How much money does a guy need to date you?
About like $100,000.
$100,000.
At least $100,000 a month.
$200,000 a month.
Probably well over $400,000.
$500,000 at the least.
Seven figures.
Like $1 million. $2 million.
But minimum.
At least 6 foot.
Something to be under 6 months.
What height is too short for a guy?
Anything under 6 foot.
Okay, first of all, I didn't miss the red flags. I looked at them and thought, damn, that's sexy. And that's my problem.